Rama Ranjana, one who brings Rama, the goddess of fortune, and then ordered him to regain Lakshmi, or Sita Devi, from the bogus spiritualists who, like Ravana, imitated holy men to steal her from Ram. Prabhupada was both fully spiritual and completely practical. Prabhupada concluded that while preaching and distributing books, the devotees could continue wearing non-devotee dress, but the dress of gentlemen, not hippies. Prabhupada explains his conclusions in these purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. In our Krishna consciousness movement, the tactic of dressing oneself like an ordinary karmi is necessary because everyone in the demonic kingdom is against the Vaishnava teachings. Krishna consciousness is not at all to the liking of the demons of the present age. As soon as they see a Vaishnava dressed in saffron garments with beads on his neck and tilak on his forehead, they are immediately irritated. The greater demons, like Hiranyakashipu, are always prepared to chastise the Vaishnavas, and they try to make arrangements so that the Vaishnavas will not come to sell their books and preach Krishna consciousness. Thus, what was done by Hiranyakashipu long, long ago is still being done. That is the way of materialistic life. Demons or materialists do not at all like the advancement of Krishna consciousness, and they tried to hinder it in so many ways. Yet, the preachers of Krishna consciousness must go forward in their Vaishnava dress or any other dress for the purpose of preaching. Chalakya Pandit says that if an honest person deals with a great cheater, it is necessary for him to become a cheater also, not for the purpose of cheating, but to make his preaching successful. From Prabhupada's purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.7. And a second quotation from Bhagavatam 7.13.9. Sometimes the Krishna consciousness movement sends its representative sannyasis to foreign countries where the danda and kamadalu are not very much appreciated. We send our preachers in ordinary dress to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasis or in the dress of gentlemen. Our only concern is to spread interest in Krishna consciousness. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sometimes members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, especially in the Western countries, find it difficult to approach people to distribute books because people are unfamiliar with the traditional saffron robes of the devotees. The devotees have therefore inquired whether they can wear European and American dress before the general public. From the instructions given to King Prataparudra by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we can understand that we may change our dress in any way to facilitate our service. When our members change their dress to meet the public or introduce our books, they're not breaking the devotional principles. The real principle is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And if one has to change into regular Western dress for this purpose, there should be no objection. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 14.5. A morning march with Prabhupada. On another morning walk, about 15 devotees waited by the temple to join Prabhupada. As he walked past, Prabhupada met the assembly's greeting of Jai Prabhupada and obeisances with a silent glance. Suddenly, Sanjay turned on a portable tape recorder, and like marching music, Yamuna Devi sang Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. Prabhupada stopped, turned, and planted his cane firmly on the ground. There is one Bengali proverb. He paused as everyone stopped walking. The tape recorder was silenced. Eat alone, study in twos, and walk in threes. Prabhupada turned and continued his walk. My comment. All the devotees wanted Prabhupada's association. yet he obviously wanted a casual and peaceful morning walk. I lagged behind and thought of turning back, but then I realized that I was the only one who wouldn't be with Prabhupada. Prabhupada appreciated our desire to be with him, so he tolerated the entourage tagging along, although he continued the walk in silence. After that day, though, few devotees went on walks with Prabhupada. No one wanted to inconvenience him. Okay, we shall end here. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.